Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 12th of January 2024. Today's topic is the Rapture. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 50 through 58. Verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The rapture is the next eschatological event the church is waiting for. It is the catching up of the saints to meet the Lord in the sky. The rapture will mark the climax of the Christian pilgrimage, as that will usher believers to many other exciting events God has put in place for those who love Him and appreciate and accept the sacrifice of His only begotten Son, Jesus. Paul, in his admonition to the Corinthians, encouraged them about this mystery that awaits the church. The rapture is going to be a sudden event. Nobody knows when it will happen. It will definitely put an end to the earthly challenges saints are facing presently. As we anticipate the rapture, we are to remain unmoved or undistracted by the challenges we face on earth as Christian youths. To be part of the rapture, sinning youths should repent of their sins and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, while saints should remain steadfast and be watchful in all things. Believers should rigorously engage in soul-winning activities to save others as they await this upcoming event. Quote for the day. Saints should remain steadfast. The challenge for today is, be watchful in all things. Prayer. Lord, help me to be watchful enough to make the rapture. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.